I could say it all started when the World Trade Center was attacked. In a way, it did. I had retired after more than 20 years in law enforcement and was in law school. I had been an active duty Marine during the mid-70s. On 9/11, I was 50 years old. I decided to do my part and rejoin the Marine Reserve. The officer on the other end of the phone nearly choked on his coffee when he heard my age. I got a polite rejection. Don't call us, we'll call you. But only if aliens from outer space invade Los Angeles. Really, though, it began long before that. Marines who were trapped at the Chosin Reservoir during the Korean War by the Chinese Army became known as the Frozen Chosin. When the Chinese attacked, the division was surrounded and outnumbered about 10-1 as the bitter North Korean winter set in. In spite of it all, the Marines fought their way through to the sea. My Uncle Bill was a Frozen Chosin Marine and my hero. Although he never talked about what went on in Korea, the family did. And it was plain to see that Uncle Bill was proud to be a Marine. After graduating from college, I became a cop. I pinned on a badge, strapped on a gun, and went out to work the 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. shift on Christmas night, 1971. I was a police officer for about 3.5 years before I finally joined the Marine Corps. I was in my mid-20s and pretty happy being a patrolman. But something was missing from my life. I had always intended to join the service, I just never quite got around to it. I decided I had better do it if I was ever going to, or I'd be too old. Once that decision was made, it was pretty straightforward as to which branch of service it was going to be. Uncle Bill was still my hero. Since I had a college degree in my pocket, I could apply to Officer Candidate School, OCS, which I did. I was 26. In retrospect, being a cop was great training for a future officer of Marines. By the time I got to the Fleet Marine Force, I was already used to taking charge in an emergency, coming up with a plan, issuing orders, and being obeyed. I also had no qualms whatsoever about telling someone older than I was what to do. I'd been doing it for years. Most importantly, perhaps, I had learned to suppress emotion. Fear is an emotion. Like Commander Spock on Star Trek, I had developed the ability to think logically, regardless of what was going on around me. The ability to think clearly in a crisis is a survival mechanism, I think. It's a useful trait for a leader to have. Active duty began on September 29, 1975. With a growing sense of foreboding, I drove past the downsized memorial of the flag raising on Iwo Jima that stands just outside the main gate at Marine Corps Base MCB Quantico. At that point, I wasn't so sure I had made the right decision. I didn't have butterflies in my stomach. I had bats. I drove down street after street of venerable old red brick buildings that looked like they had been around since the Second World War. As I drove, I noticed Marines standing around talking, all of whom looked quite at home. It was anything but home-like to me. There was nothing normal about the place in my civilian eyes. Although I had begun a physical training regimen months before, when I took a pre-OCS inventory physical fitness test, PFT, not only did I fail it, but I also threw up, right there in front of God and everybody. A tall, lanky African-American first lieutenant wearing government-issue black frame glasses, in studied tones of understatement, uttered the obvious. You'll have to do better than that. Well, I finally passed the PFT and didn't throw up, so I thought I was ready for what lay ahead. I couldn't have been more wrong. I was worn out before the warm-up, called the Marine Corps Daily 7, was finished. The physical training, PT, was only just beginning. Oh, Lord, kill me and be done with it, I implored my creator. He replied, Negative, candidate. You'll not get off that easily. I didn't yet know that God was a Marine. To my immense surprise, my body began to respond. If God wasn't going to kill me, my lizard brain reasoned, I'd better get this brain carrier in shape. Before I graduated from OCS, I realized that I had never discovered what my real limits were. The drill instructors always demanded more, and I was always able to deliver. Painfully, suffering more than I thought I could stand, I found that I could always run a little longer, march a little farther, ignore the hunger, the thirst, the heat or cold, the exhaustion, for just a little while longer and continue on. The lesson stayed with me throughout my life.